Welcome to the Stoop Juice Mind, Body, and Soul podcast. This is episode number 9. Episode number 9 is titled, 10 Books All Men Should Read. My name is Jose Franco. I am the owner of Stoop Juice. Stoop Juice is an organic juice bar in Park Slope, Brooklyn, located on 15th Street, 7th Avenue. Sometimes life as a man isn't easy. We have a lot on our plates, and most of us, we try to have the traits we think will appeal to those we want to attract. Us guys, we make our best effort to look good, to be funny, sensitive, show off our talents. If none of the above, we try to project our success, show our good pedigree, our smarts, and always our sexual ability. Most men have a combination of these traits in their arsenal to illustrate their sociability and confidence. These 11 books, it's 10, but it's actually 11 books, illustrate the insights that men should strive to be. The first book is a book by Robert Greene, and the title is The 48 Laws of Power. As much as I hate to admit it, back in 1993, the movie Scarface made a huge impression on me. In it, Tony Montana, who was played by Al Pacino, states the steps for success in America. In this country, you got to make the money first. Then when you got the money, you got the power. Then when you got the power, then you get the women. 48 Laws of Power will prepare you for the challenges ahead. The next book is a book by René Descartes, the philosopher, and the title is Meditations on First Philosophy. I believe we all should meditate, men in particular. Through meditation, we can visualize our perfect future and foresee pitfalls in our plans. Meditation on First Philosophy by René Descartes is an ideal blueprint for testing your intellectual boundaries. This is evident by one of his quotes. The quote is this: if you would be a real seeker after truth, it is necessary that at least once in your life you doubt as far as possible all things. The next book is an American classic. It's Walden by Henry David Thoreau. The utilitarian in me gravitates to Thoreau's Walden, whose attention to detail describing his surroundings help heighten my awareness of small things, and we can notice all the things that sometimes we take for granted. The work is part personal declaration of independence. It's like a social experiment. It's a voyage of spiritual discovery, satire, and a manual for self-reliance. With all these gadgets that we have today, this read would be helpful to disconnect from a world of so many distractions. So embrace the now, and I would read this classic ASAP. The next book that I recommend to all my fellow men, I mean women in particular, but I'm thinking about creating gentlemen. That's why I say men, is The Jungle. The Jungle by Upton Sinclair. I'm a person that grew up in the Bronx in the 1970s and 1980s in Bronx, New York. Being a Latino male, I witnessed scores of hardship stories regarding people just trying to make ends meet. Back then, I was egocentric, so I felt only those around me and myself had it tough while the rest of the world had it easy. The Jungle by Upton Sinclair helped me understand that the struggle is universal and made me aware that Latino people and people of color don't just have a monopoly on hard times. Sinclair's vernacular and description of the harsh conditions these immigrant workers faced made me more receptive to people of different ethnicities. Through struggle, I figured, hey, they're just like us. Sinclair's intentions of writing The Jungle was exposed these wretched conditions that these people were facing, but instead most readers, this was back then when the book was released, were more concerned with the exposure of health violations and unsanitary practices in the American meatpacking industry. And this was done as a part of an investigation that he did for a socialist newspaper. The next book that I recommend is The Prince by Niccolo Machiavelli. This is a solid book, and it's filled with so many antidotes and so many stories that's very useful. For me in particular, it ties in, despite I'm a person that went to college, I went to business school for 4 years, I'm constantly reading business journals, I'm an avid reader of the Harvard Business Review. But even after reading all that stuff, the best advice I've ever received in my life came from my mom. My mom's advice is this: if you can learn from your own mistakes, good. If you can learn from the mistakes of others, better. So that's where The Prince is useful. It offers a buffet of lessons through the mistakes of others. I know of tyrants and successful leaders alike, including famous figures as different as 20th century Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, Napoleon, and American presidents John Adams and Bill Clinton have studied, followed, or made references to the book while in power. The next book that I recommend is by Malcolm Gladwell. He has a ton of good stuff, but this book in particular is Outliers. If you think outside the box or seek comfort through explanation, I recommend reading Outliers. Gladwell examines the factors that contribute to high level of success. The next book that I recommend is a book not only that I think you should read, I think it's a book you should read once a year. You should have it on a loop. I say this because we wear many hats and play many roles in our life journey. By reading this book once a year, it'll help you gauge to see where your life is and to see if it's in line with the person that you want to be. The next book that I recommend is a book by Charles Haynell, and that book is The Master Key System. It was a book that it was done through catalog. It was 24 chapters. You would get a chapter every day in the mail. You would have to read one chapter per week, and then it was systematic. This was when mail order was a lot more popular for reading. This is the book that inspired the author who wrote The Secret. I don't know how many of you are familiar with The Secret. The Master Key System describes the many new thought beliefs, such as the law of attraction, creative visualization, and man's unity with God. And it teaches the importance of truth, harmonious thinking, and the ability to concentrate. The next book I recommend is from my Brazilian brother, Paulo Coelho. I highly recommend reading The Alchemist. I read this. It's also a book that I read often, especially if to anyone who's not happy with their job or profession. This book will arm you with the knowledge and confidence to chase your dreams without a safety net. The second to last book that I recommend all men should be familiar with or read is by Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It is my Bible. I swear by this. I try to shape my life by this. And the 7 habits are: be proactive. The second habit is begin with the end in mind. The third is keep first things first. The fourth is think win-win. Habit 5 is seek first to understand, then to be understood. Habit 6 is create synergy. And habit 7 is sharpen the saw. I asked someone that's been working for their company for over 20-something years, who's a big, avid believer in the 7 habits. And I said, of the 7 habits, what's the most important habit? It's different with all people. But he said, the habit that most people neglect is habit 7, sharpen the saw. We take things for granted. We tend to get complacent. If we have certain trainings, we think that that's it. And we there's times that we're not ready to change, to make changes of the realities of the markets that we're in, and accepting that or putting in the work to sharpen the saw or make those changes to retrain ourselves or to make ourselves better. And last but not least is a book that I read maybe once a month. And I have it on audiobook. It's maybe 50 minutes long. And that book is Manual for Living by Epictetus. Best way I can describe, we can do an exercise. I'll do an exercise for you to understand how the value I have for this book. I want you to see yourself as a kid playing with another boy and girl. The three of you grow up as friends, and despite being able to notice your friend's shortcomings, 15 years later, they fall in love and get married. So your friends get married. In time, with your love and support from the sidelines, your two friends start a family and navigate parenting with the best intentions through trial and error. These two friends, this imagined couple, is how I view my parents when I seek objectivity when we're in disagreement. In such scenarios, I listen to the Manual for Living and I reflect on the problems so not to take things personal and maintain objectivity while I respectfully try to articulate my point of view. This process allows me to continue being the good son regardless of disagreement while searching for an amicable resolution. So there you have it. Those are the 10 books. Actually, it was 11 books. Again, my name is Jose Franco. I am the owner of Stoop Juice, an organic juice bar in Park Slope, Brooklyn. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast. And thanks again. And until next time.